You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Are you prepared to handle a tragedy in your life?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious Lord, there are many people who have experienced disappointment and tragedy in their lives. Uphold them with your strength and encourage them with your promises. By the power of your Holy Spirit, help us all to seek your love and grace through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose precious name we pray. Amen. 2 years ago this month, the world was shocked to learn of an unusual tragedy which struck without warning in the eastern part of the United States. After almost a week of heavy rains, a 40-year-old earthen dam collapsed, sending millions of gallons of water roaring down on a local college campus. Several days later, it was sadly announced to the grieving survivors that 39 students, faculty, and members of their families had suddenly perished. Since the college was small, the overall impact of the tragedy was immense. During a recent interview, however, a 37-year-old maintenance man who survived the flood indicated that the students had faced the after effects very well. Even though their close friends and family members were victims, they were able to cope with remarkable strength. Some even admitted they had developed a new appreciation for life. Another individual described the experience with the following words: "We've all tried to teach ourselves that just because you are a Christian, you are not going to live in a bed of roses." The strong religious faith of these students was perhaps best expressed in a verse which appeared in their college yearbook. The verse reads, "Triumph out of tragedy, disclaimed by those who love, for all things work together, is the promise from above." After hearing the positive attitude of the students as reflected in this verse, it would be easy to conclude that these young people, through their mental powers, simply blocked out all negative thoughts and were living in their own make-believe world. Nothing could be further from the truth. These students realized the impact of the tragedy. It brought them great grief to lose friends and members of their families. At the same time, however, these students were placing their entire hope in one of the most comforting promises of the Bible. They were not relying on something dreamed up in order to sustain themselves. They were relying on the powerful biblical words of Romans chapter 8, which say, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Not by psychologically manipulating their minds, but by their unwavering faith were these Christian young people able to face the future with peace and absolute confidence. As you listen today, many of you can no doubt recall how in the past you also experienced times of disappointment and even tragedy through the loss of a friend or a family member. It is during such periods that life can become extremely confusing. Perhaps your situation has not been as serious as the death of a close friend or family member. Perhaps, through no fault of your own, something took place which has now destroyed one of your lifelong dreams, and you have been painfully crushed. Perhaps you have just experienced the trauma of a family ripped apart by divorce. If you are now in your teenage years, you may have just had your heart broken because the one you loved decided to end the relationship. Or, perhaps you recently attended college and after several weeks or months had to admit, regretfully, that studying was not for you, or that the area you selected was not suited for your talents. Each of these situations, along with thousands of others which occur daily, bring pain, tears, and for some, even self-destruction through suicide. The anxiety and depression involved frequently proves unbearable. If you have experienced any one of these disappointments, take comfort in the consoling Word of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let the Bible speak to your heart and encourage you as it says, "All things work together for good to them that love God." These words may be difficult for you to believe at this time. You may still be recovering from the initial shock of a personal tragedy. Your mind may be so confused that it is impossible for you to think of anything else. Don't despair. Your Heavenly Father knows what is best for you. Out of His grace and mercy, He has promised to work things out for the benefit of those who love Him. It may take some time, but you can be absolutely assured by faith that He has your best interests in mind. The prophet Nahum spoke of this when he said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him." All things work together for good to them that love God. These words, inspired by God the Holy Spirit, were first expressed by the great apostle Paul. He was not saying this because his life was a bed of roses. On the contrary, of all missionaries in the early church, he was one of the most persecuted. He regularly experienced whippings, beatings, and assaults by angry crowds. In spite of this cruel treatment, he never gave up hope. There certainly were times when even this great missionary and evangelist could have given up in despair. Fellow Christians, who should have loved him and welcomed him into their midst, doubted his sincerity and turned him away. In the midst of all this confusion, he continued to maintain, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." In the midst of tragedy and heartache, St. Paul could say this with sincerity, joy, and absolute confidence. He knew his life was wrapped up in the hands of a loving God. Through faith in Jesus Christ, God had become his loving and caring Heavenly Father. As you listen to this message today, you can have this same unwavering confidence. At this point in your life, you may view God as the judge, waiting to condemn everyone who does something wrong. God does indeed hate sin, but He loves you. He wants to be your loving Father. He wants to guide and direct your life so that even your disappointments can be turned into blessings. This can only happen, however, when we have a correct relationship with our Lord. The Bible clearly teaches that our sin has separated us from our God and ruined the relationship He originally established. The prophet Isaiah spoke of this when he said, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you." The Bible also teaches that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, His blood washed away these sins. The Bible describes it this way: "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight." Your sins have been washed away. They have been paid for. You do not have to live in fear that someday they will condemn you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, accept this beautiful promise. Begin living today with the assurance that God loves you and wants all things to work for your benefit. Through faith, you can be confident that your problems, frustrations, and even tragedies will be turned to your benefit. One of the most dramatic accounts of how the Lord changed a tragedy into a blessing is recorded in the Bible. Jacob, who lived in the land of Canaan, had 12 sons. He loved each of these sons, but favored Joseph. When Joseph was 17, his father gave him a beautiful coat as a special gift. The older brothers became jealous and hated Joseph. One day, as the older brothers were watching their father's flocks, Jacob sent Joseph to see how they were doing. Because of their jealousy, Joseph's brothers discussed several plans for getting rid of him. As they were doing this, a caravan of traders arrived. As the caravan approached, the brothers immediately saw their opportunity to get rid of Joseph. They sold him to the merchants, who took him to Egypt, and again sold him as a slave. In order to cover their sins, the brothers took Joseph's coat, spattered it with goat's blood, and brought it to Jacob. They said to their father, "Is this not Joseph's coat?" Jacob recognized it, believed a wild animal had killed his son, and immediately began to weep. The grief at the loss of his son was more than he could bear. His family tried to comfort him, to no avail. Jacob said, "I will die in mourning for my son." Years later, a severe famine broke out in Canaan. In order to survive, Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to buy grain. To their shock and surprise, Joseph, whom they had years before sold into slavery, was now governor of Egypt. He not only sold grain to his brothers, who had earlier betrayed him, but also arranged a plan to be reunited with his father. When they finally met, the Bible says, they embraced each other and wept for a long while. What a dramatic story! For years, Jacob believed his son was dead. Little did he know that the Lord was changing things which were intended to be evil for his good. The Lord, in his own time and in his own way, transformed a tragedy into a blessing. Countless similar stories could be told. Perhaps some of you have had similar experiences. For you, it is now overwhelmingly obvious that all things work together for good to them that love God. Every day, thousands of persons begin to understand why they experienced a previous disappointment in life. It may take weeks, months, and even years before the Lord reveals it. Sometimes the answer is revealed slowly, sometimes very quickly and dramatically. We must always remember, however, that the reason some things happen may never be totally clear to us. Our Lord may provide an explanation, but we are unable to understand it. We may not be able to grasp the complete explanation during this life. Several months ago, a cooling tower was being built in West Virginia. As the structure approached the 200-foot level, the entire scaffold collapsed. In 60 seconds, 51 men plunged to their deaths in a tangle of concrete and twisted steel. One surviving employee lost 10 members of his family, 4 sons, a brother, 2 brothers-in-law, and 3 nephews. In his grief, the man said, "I just trust in God. He will never put more on me than I can bear. He gets me through the rough spots, but it's hard." Why did this terrible tragedy happen? In this life, we may never fully know. Our Lord, speaking through the prophet Isaiah, said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." In writing to the Corinthians, St. Paul described it this way, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known." The apostle was pointing out that in this life we see and understand things in a limited way. It's like looking into a defective mirror, which distorts the image. It is not altogether clear. He continued by saying that when we get to heaven, we will understand and the answers will be totally clear. If you have been struggling with difficulties, frustrations, or even a personal tragedy, rejoice. The Lord has already arranged to use them for your blessing. Our Heavenly Father made the ultimate sacrifice when He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. If He has done this, and the Bible states clearly that He has, then he will certainly help us with the rest of our concerns. The Bible explains it this way. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? The Bible continues by saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or swords? No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor heights nor depths, nor anything else in the whole creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May these powerful words of God comfort and encourage you. Amen.